We're learning the Chof Aleph and Bechus Ilum, starting the Mishnah. Yesterday we gave a few akdamas. We said there's two important things to remember when you're learning about the Ilah. First of all, there is a Shliach Advar Avera. It means if someone sends a Shliach to do something, the Mishaleach, the person who sent the Shliach, is Oyver Me'ilah. That's number one. And number two is Me'ilah always has to be B'shagig. Those are two halachas we said. And it'll come up in this Mishnah. Amaloi, you told the Shliach, Havali Benachaloin. It says, bring me a certain item that's hektish from the windowsill. Oy Menad Lushkema, or from the sack, or like the pocketbook. Behaviloi. And the Shliach brought it. Now, he had a bunch of different windowsills in the house. He had five different windowsills, and he had five different Lushkemas. And he listened to him. He brought it from the Chaloin. Behaviloi. Apish on Balabayas. Balabayas says, no, I didn't mean that one. I meant a different one. Lohebli be El Mezeh. Behavi Mezeh. I wanted the other window. So you're not my shliach even. You didn't do my shlichus. Still Baal Bayis Ma'al. And we'll see in the Gemara, the reason is because Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. Since he said, bring it from the windowsill, and he didn't specify which one, therefore, there's Me'ilah, no matter what, if he brings it from the windowsill. That's called doing a shlichus, because he didn't specify which one. That's Dvarim Shebelev. Avom Amaloi Havli Menach Aloin. But if he said, bring it from the windowsill, Vahevi Loi Menad Luskama, and the shliach did not listen, he brought from a pocketbook. He told him, bring me from that sack, from the pocketbook, he brought it from the windowsill. Then the halach is, the shliach is ma'al. Why? Because he didn't do a shlichus. So therefore, the me'ilah is the shliach himself. Says the Mishnah Vayta, sholach v'yad cherish shoyto v'katan. If he sent the hekdesh to do me'ilah, he sent it with a cherish shoyto v'katan. Basically, the Cheri Shoyt V'Katan was his Shliach. So it says it depends. In Masu Shechusa, Baal Bayis Ma'al. Or Masu Shechusa, then Cheveni Ma'al. Here the case is, just to make it clearer, is that he gave money of Hektish to the Cheri Shoyt V'Katan and said, buy me a donut. So the Cheri Shoyt V'Katan goes ahead and buys a donut. So if he did exactly the Shlichus, the Cheri Shoyt V'Katan, then the Mishaleach is Ma'al, the one who sent him. And if not, then the Cheveni is Ma'al. If not, the Cheveni is Ma'al. Because, what? He did. He took the money and he gave a donut. Yeah, he switched the money. He was mild. He took the money.
Because he switched.
Yeah, he took the money. So the chemedi is mild and the mishleach came mild. He didn't do the shlichas. And the Gemara is asked that if he does the shlichas, how does it work? The chemedi can't be a shlichas. So why does it work? The Gemara is asked that kasha. But in this case, we understand why chem v'di mal. Why don't we say the shliach is mal? Like we said before, if the shliach doesn't do the shlichus, then the shliach is mal. So why here, when he doesn't do the shlichus, why do I say chem v'di mal, not the shliach mal? So what do you say to that, Maishi? By Chereshav Kahn, it says the chem v'di mal. Why don't we say the shliach is mal? Like before, we said if you don't do the shlichus, the shliach is mal. So why here do we say chem v'di mal? Oh, Tarsus, because the Chereshav Kahn, that's not blame Ila, that's Tarsus speaks out. Tarsus speaks out, read Tarsus inside. The fee, Shacheri Shait of a cotton. Yeah, it's Mars Gash. In a blame Ela, Hilkach, Hector Yachsahu, and Achabol, the Chemini, it's in a Chemini, a Mal Chemini, Namia. And the Chemini is only a Mal when he's might see the money, when he uses the money. Like you're saying, Rav Yosef. The Chemini is only a Mal when he uses the money. That's when he has Me'ila. Dr. Mishnah Vayta, another case. Shilach V'Yabikeach. We sent money with a keach, go buy me a donut. And if the Vekech uses the money, then the Mishaleach is Chayev, right? But what happened was V'nizkar, the Balabayis remembered, oi, I gave him Hektish. Ach lo yigi etz lechemini, before we got to the Chemini. So there, the Balabayis is not a Shaygi anymore. He remembered about it. So there, who's Mal? Chemini Mal.
The time that he gave him the Shaykhus.
Who? Yeah, what so what? But the time the Ela happened, the Balabayis amazed it.
You know, why did he say that when he sends the Shliach?
That's not how that works, because he has to do the Ela. Yeah. So, I'm not going to do the case, let's just stay on topic here. So, Lamaisa, but I thought you asked him, here it says, what's Allah? Let's get Allah, I'll be able to do the says, Shilach B'Yapikeach. And he remembers actually Yigiyat Zechemni, Chemri Mal, Likashiyotzi. The Chemri is Mal when he used it. So the question is, that why is Nishliach Mal? That's the question. Nishliach Shemri Mal here. If he remembers, so he's amazing now, let Nishliach Shemri Mal. So Mar's going to ask that Kasha or something. No, what? Yeah. So Kate said Yasin. Now what should it do? If, in a regular case, with the Baal Bayis by mistake gives money to a shliach to buy him something, then he realizes that it's hektish. What should he do? Well, what's his etzah? What could he do to save the day? Kezir yasa. So what he could do is like this. Noito pruta kli. He, in his house, takes out a pruta that's his or a kli. Ve'im ha-pruta shal hektash v'chal makav shu, whatever it is, mechul azeh shal hektash, shavi mechal azeh, not the word, mechal azeh, shavi mechal on this, shal hektash, nifta v'kesev, shal v'kesev. Because hektash could be nifta v'kesev and shal v'kesev. He says, if you want to save the day, the Rabbis remembers this thing, that it's hektash, a very simple etzah. He takes something in his house, says, wherever that hektash is, you know, it's on the way, let him mechul on this. That's the Mishnah says. Which happens to be a very big chiddush. Because usually you think that when you do pidyon, it should be in your reshus. Here it's not in your reshus anymore. It's still pidyon work. So actually it's a very big chiddush. The reshus point that, no, because you don't have... No, it's not called your reshus. It's not called your reshus. Even though it's your yad, maybe for the meitzer, it's not called your reshus. Ad kara Mishnah. It's a loaded Mishnah, like you see. So now we're going to try and remember the Mishnah. Let's see the Gemara on the Mishnah, different points here. Okay, first part of Mishnah talks about the first part of Mishnah says that if someone says, bring me from the windowsill, and he has five windowsills, but he still brings it from the windowsill, the halacha is, he did his job, right? He says, I didn't want that windowsill, I wanted the other one. Too bad. What's the pshat? My kamashla, what's the chiddush? Dvarim shevalev and dvarim. Dvarim shevalev, you didn't speak it out clearly, it's enem dvarim. So it says Mishnah Vait, it says, shiach v'alcher shet v'katan, also shlichus, if did this shlichus, the halacha is, the Mishaleach is mal. Break the Gemara Kasha, Valav Ne Shlichus Uninu. The Gemara asked, Al Chayra, they're not Bnei Shlichus, these Chayra Shreit Vekotan. So what's Pshat that works? What's Pshat that works to make the Mishaleach Chayiv? Omra Veloza, Veloza answers like this, Asa'um ke Ma'atan Shal Zesim. It's similar to the case of Ma'atan Shal Zesim. Ma'atan Shal Zesim is when you bring the olives to the olive press, you put it into this big bowl, and it sits there, and a lot of times some juice leaks out. And it says that juice, if you nichale, if you like it, then it's considered hechsher. The Tanan, hazeisim emes ha-mekabotum, when they mekabotum, when they have hochshu l'kabotum, we know something to mekabotum has to get wet. When is hochshu l'kabotum? Mishyaziu zeis ha-maton. When it sits in the maton, when it sits in this bowl, by the olive press, when it starts leaking a little bit oil, then it's already hoksha. But loizeh is a kupa. But what it drips out in the kupa is the basket that you bring from the trees into the olive press, there I don't want to drip out. That goes le'ibud. So that's not nichalei. So what's Rabbi Elazar saying? That just like you find over there, that I didn't press the olives, still, the juice that comes out by itself, since it's nichalei, so then it's considered like I wanted it to happen. Here also says I'm nichalei b'yad cherishev v'katan, so therefore it's considered my ma'isa. And can Lanias die this Gemara's Mam Shapella? I don't really have a good shot in this Gemara, but it seems like Gemara's trying to say is that it comes out by Me'ilo, you don't really need a shlicha. So you just need that it's you agree it and you're happy with it. That's enough to facilitate that you are chayiv in Me'ilo. That's one pshat of Lazar. Shav Yechon says a similar pshat, but it's from a different part of halacha that we bring a raya from. Rabbi Yechon, Kais Shanina, we learned that when you make an Erev Tchumim, you could send it with a monkey. Nosno agabe akoyf velichui. You put it on top of a monkey and you sent it, to 2,000 amos away. Or agabe apil on top of an elephant velichui, and someone else took it off when he got there and put it down. Hareza erev. Alma ka'av the shechus. You see, even an animal could do your shlichus. Hakanam esav shechus. He did your shlichus. And again, the Gemara is saying is that somehow by Me'ila, the Gemara doesn't have to be like a chalois ma'isa that's siachas to you. It's enough if you got it done. That's enough and can make you chayiv from Me'ila. Any questions? Dr. Gemara, right. Shilach b'yapikech. Last case of Mishnah said, you sent the b'yapikech, right, and you remember on the way. What's the halacha? Who's moil? If you send it and you remember. Let's say you sent it with a shliach to buy something in store. Who's moil? Chemri's moil. Freyti Gemara, v'afgav lo'itka shliach, even though a shliach didn't realize that it's Me'ila, v'raminu. It says, niskabal, first of Brayis, not like that. Niskabal bayis. If the Baal Bayis remembered, and Shliach did not realize it was hektish, Hashliach mal, the Shliach is mal. Nisku is shneim, they both were amazed, then chemini mal. So what's Pshat our Mishnah? Amrav Sheish is Pashat, Mastizim Nami, Kish Nisku is shneim. Our Mishnah is talking about, now that the Baal Bayis realized, the Shliach realized it also. And therefore he can't be Oivim Ila, why not? Because he's amazed. So simple terrors. We had a kasha, why is the Shliach mal? Terrors says he was amazed. Now when the Baal Bayis remember, the Shliach remembered also. Good? Then here's the Teretz.
Does it make a difference who remembered first?
No, it makes a difference. They both, before the Me'ilah happened, they both remembered. Then it's amazing. Okay, Dr. New Mishnah.
What's the halacha nowadays?
Wait, but the Nechem is Ma. If Nitzkush name. No, it means the Shleach and the Shliach remembered. The sender and the Shliach and the messenger both realized. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Nosan loy pruto. He gave a Shliach a pruto. Amalei habali b'chatzi neiris. Use half the pruto to buy can. Neiris are lamps. Lamps mean the cup that holds the oil on the wick. So use half the money for neiris. V'chatzi psilis. The other half use for wicks. V'holach, he goes ahead. He bought the whole pruta. He bought psilos. Of a kula neiros. He bought lamps with the whole money. So here, he only did half the slichas. All the half is his own meilah, right? So half pruta was a meilah. Half pruta was not. It was his own meilah. Half pruta was for the mashaleach. Half pruta was for himself. Oish amaloi, haveli a kula neiros. Or he tells him, use the whole pruta for lamps, and the kula psilos, use the whole pruta for wicks, and he goes, does the opposite. Half the pruta uses for lamps, and half for psilos. Shneiem loy mal. In these cases, both not mal. Why not? Because each one only did a half a pruta. That's why they're both not mal. Each one did a half a pruta. Aval. Because each one, he only did a shlichas a half. What? That's something that never stops. It's only stops if he himself does. I eat and I give him. So I did both things. That's the case there. But here, it's a shliach and a mishaleach. The each doing, it's like similar to the case before we had with one chatich and two chatichas, you know. Avalam omah havali b'chatzi neres makam ploini. B'chatzi neres makam ploini. He says, use half of the lamps from Barapak and half of it for lamps from Williamsburg. He switched it around. He got the wicks from Williamsburg and the lamps from there, whatever. He switched it around. Then, a shliach mal. Then a shliach mal. Why? Because he didn't do the shlichas, but he did be mal. He was mal in the whole brutal maisa. He didn't do shlichas anywhere. There, a shliach be mal. Another case. Nosla shte prutois. He gave him two prutois. Vamalai, leich, vavali esrig. Go bring me a esrig. Here's two prutas and buy me an esrig. Obviously, you're not talking about esrig for sukkahs because it wouldn't cost two prutas. He says, bring me an esrig. And he went ahead and he found the bargain. He got an esrig and a remain for the two prutas. Shnei and Mala, both Mala. Why? Because he got him an esrig. That was the slichas. And the remain was his own meila. So Shnei and Mala. Rudomer says, no. He didn't do any part of slichas. A half an esrig. Small esrig is nothing. Shuamle esrig, godly. He said, bring me a big esrig. He said, vakish. But basically, katon ra, he brought me a small esrig. So therefore, he holds that the shliach is Mala, not the balabais. Nosla, similar case now. Nosla dinazov. Give him a dinazov. Amaloi leich vahavali cholok. Go bring me a shirt. V'halach v'heveli, you know. So a dinar zav is six slum of kesef. And what he did was he took v'halach v'heveli v'shloisha chalak. He only used three for a shirt. V'shloisha talis, all the three used for a talis. Shnei amalu, both amalu, because ma'isi got him a chalak, and the talis is his own thing. Rav Yehuda even know. Bal bayis lo amal. Why? Shu'om lechalak gadol. He told him, buy me a big shirt. He bought me a small one, therefore there's no me'ila whatsoever. That's Ruda Shita. What? There's no difference. One's talking about shirts, and one's talking about esrig. We're giving both cases. It's a good question. It's a good question why in both cases. But they're both. But you're right, they're both the exact same type of case. It's handling that he only did used the money for half the money for the thing, and the same halacha. Why need another case? That's a good question.